Praise listeners, now you can listen to the Word by going to www.praisecharlotte.com and clicking on the podcast tab on your desktop computer, laptop, tablet, or smartphone, where you'll find 5 dynamic 30-minute programs designed to inspire, motivate, and entertain you. PraiseCharlotte.com 24/7, 365. With the Excellence in Ministry broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. The Glory Has Come International Ministry broadcast with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. The Mount Vernon Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Pastor Matthew L. Browning. The Life-Changing Church broadcast with Overseer Dorothy McGuire. And Motivations with Gloria. We know you love the music we play. However, there are times when the word from a preacher or someone's testimony will get you through the day. So please log on to PraiseCharlotte.com and click the podcast tab.
Welcome to a life-changing experience with Overseer Dorothy McGuire, the pastor of Life-Changing Church Ministries in Charlotte, North Carolina. The Bible says in Romans 12, verse 2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." This broadcast is designed to renew minds and change lives through the Word of God. So let us join Overseer McGuire as she delivers us a transforming message.
Are you ready for a life-changing experience? Are you ready to renew your mind?
Tell somebody she wants to go with what you know this morning. Did y'all hear that? Almost everybody know this, the 23rd Psalm. So I want to go with what you know this morning. After all of this word that's been in this house, after all of this good preaching and teaching that we've had for the past 2 weeks, I want to stay on top of the mountain, remembering what God is doing and has done. And so this morning, I do give him honor this morning. I do give God the highest praise. I do worship him this morning for who he is. I worship him because he is. I worship him because there is none nowhere like him. He's my redeemer. He's my rock. He's my shelter in the time of storm. Hallelujah. Anybody ever had any storms in your life? Hallelujah. The Lord brought it to my, I was thinking this week, I was lying in my bed, and the Lord began to, he talks to me sometime, and you know, you get to talking about, Lord, you said you were going and you never leave me, nor would you ever forsake me. Lord, you said, and the Lord said, I did. He said, I did. He said, you'd never be hungry. Didn't nobody lose no weight? There's always something in the refrigerator, even if it's water. He said, and I did. Don't nobody go out and get arrested for being naked. Got on some clothes. I did. You may not have a car, but you got some feet. Get to walking. And if you step out on faith, you get to walking. Homegirl or homeboy come by and say, y'all need a ride? Come on, Jeff. Step out on faith. Get to walking. Jesus walked everywhere he went. Don't you know you can't see some stuff sometime until you get close to it? Don't you know you don't need to always be driving? Don't you know you get to walking sometime and you say, I didn't even know they built that house over there. You're missing out because you always got your focus somewhere else. Amen. So God, I thank you this morning for this word. I thank you for what you're about to do. I thank you for what you've already done in this house. I thank you for every visitor, God. I thank you, God, for who you are in our lives. We thank you for where you're taking us to our next level. I thank you, God, for the word that is going to set free and deliver somebody this morning. I give you the glory and I give you the honor right now in Jesus' mighty, precious, wonderful name. Let God's people say amen. Amen. I preached this sermon some years ago, and the Lord said, it's time for us to bring hope to the people. It's time for us to let people know, most people know by now, that you go to hell for doing certain things. And most of the time, they fear coming into God's house because they feel that they have fallen, that they have done things, and there's just no hope. But I come to tell you that that's a lie from the pits of hell. Came to bring you some hope this morning. Didn't come to beat up on you this morning. Came to tell you that your address has changed, that you're not living where you used to. Yeah, y'all should have got happy right now. Tell somebody your address has changed. And now you are living on Shell Boulevard. Tell somebody I'm living on Shell Boulevard. I shall, I will. I came with great expectation today. Won't be before you long. But I came to bring good news to life-changing church today. And I came to bring a death sentence to the devil. I came to bring him a death sentence. It's time for him to commit suicide in your life. It's time for him to hang himself. It's not just a message this morning. I came to remind you of God's promises to his people. And sometimes, whether we want to admit it or not, we have to be reminded of what God has promised us, because sometimes we forget what the Lord has promised us. Sometimes we forget that God is a healer. Sometimes we forget that he is a deliverer. We forget, and then we get caught up in ourselves and in our flesh, and we forget. That's why you got to be in the word of God. That's why you need to hear it. That's why you need to be in his house. You need to be in his so you can be reminded of what God does in your life. I'm committed to continuing teaching on faith and teaching the people that unless we step out on the power of God and the faith, it is impossible for us to succeed. It is impossible, number one, to please God without faith. If you want to talk about the greatest sin, that is don't believe God. We are so busy looking at all the other stuff, but it's not about all the other stuff. It's about what God has commanded us to do. I think my sister and I talked yesterday, and we were talking about love, and we were talking about that greatest commandment, and we're so busy looking at all the other stuff that we feel can keep us out of the kingdom. But he said the greatest commandment is what? Love. He said, I don't care what you do. If you don't love, he said, it's just like, what did he say, Elder? That's right. And you know how brass sounds to your ear when you hit it? It hurts. So you running around talking about I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't cuss. But you ain't loving nobody. You treating folk wrong. You have unforgiveness in your heart. And when you step up there thinking we going somewhere, we ain't going nowhere. Because we've left out the main ingredient, and that's love. And love means loving in spite of. Ain't nobody arrived. Everybody gonna mess up every once in a while. I mess up. Everybody gonna mess up sometime. But you've got to learn to love in spite of that. Amen. So God sent his son in the flesh to bring us reassurance that he is a healer, that he is a deliverer, and he's our savior. He sent him to tell him that he is a supplier, and he's a lover of our souls. He's a protector, and he's a guide. We have to be reminded of these things. But I came here today to bring you reassurance that God said he would do it, he will do it, and I've seen him do it. And I don't know about you, but this is an old word that my mama used to say a long time ago. If it had not been for the Lord on my side and doing some stuff, I would have gone plumb crazy. Tell somebody plumb. Plumb crazy. But sometimes I feel guilty when I don't do what he asks me to do. Sometimes I feel guilty when I don't believe what he said he'd do. All of us have been there at some point that he said that I'm going to do this, and you'll say, but it don't look like it. Then I get guilty, because to say that I can't do it, I make a liar out of God, because he said that I can do through Christ who strengthens me. Some of us know what I'm talking about, that some of us would have fell down and just given completely up if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side. Hallelujah. So our problem is that we want God to do it all for us, and we want to sit back and wait for God to do it, but we don't want to do nothing for God to get there. We're looking for the big one to come, and we don't want to put any effort in praising him. I told you all the other night that God is looking for a praise from us. He's looking for us to understand that I can, I will, and I have. And for that, I need you to praise me. There's nobody else that we ought to praise except God. When we're faced with a problem, we don't ever want to accept the fact that God is able to do it. But God said some things only come through. I need my Bible scholars to talk to me this morning. See, because I want you to understand what we're talking about this morning. And when it comes out of your mouth, that's what he wants to hear. He said some things what? And the word in there is what? Only. You can't go around that one. There's some things you got to turn your plate down and get off the email and knee mail. You got to get on them knees and start praying. And close up your mouth, because everything you eat is not good for you. And when I say eat, I mean stuff that you hear. And you take it in and you digest it. So whenever we fast, we have to be very careful what goes into our ears. You got to be careful what you're listening to. What good is it for you to turn your plate down and fast and somebody call you on the phone gossiping? You just defeated the purpose. Why would you fast and ask God to do something special in your life and you're finger pointing at somebody else? It doesn't make any sense. Does it make any sense? Because I'm praying and asking you to do something for me. That's why when you go to work, you can't always not go to work when you fast, but you certainly can block some stuff. When you get to work and you're fasting, and everybody bring out the pizza. Everybody bring the pizza out on the day that you're going to fast. Everybody, the boss wants to buy lunch on that day. On the day that you're fasting and praying. But let me tell you something about fasting. All you got to do is say, no, thank you. And just do some of that work that you should have been doing. Go into another room. Some things. We want to eat 3 big meals a day. And then we say, well, I'll go work out. Get off your rusty dusties. Fall on your face. And watch. Tell somebody, watch. The salvation of the Lord. I didn't tell you to watch the internet. I didn't tell you to watch TV or your cable. Because I want to tell you something. When you're fasting, the television puts stuff in your soul. It puts stuff in your mind. Turn it off. Fasting means I'm fasting. I'm taking myself away from all the things of the world that I can possibly do. All right, so you don't get to watch Dr. Phil. You'll see a rerun. But you got to be serious about it. I'm trying to get you all somewhere. I'm trying to get you somewhere today. When you fast and pray, if you do it for 5 hours, God honors it. He's not impressed with how long you can fast. He's impressed with what you do while you're fasting. He's impressed that you believe that he will reward you. He's impressed that you know that only this thing is going to happen by my fasting and my praying. He's impressed with that. But you can't impress him but so much, because he knows your heart. He knows if you're fasting for 5 days to lose weight. He knows if you're fasting 5 days to impress the pastor. He knows if you're impressing somebody else. He wants to know, are you fasting because you believe that I will do what I said I do? And so, I'm living on Shell Boulevard. I'm living on Shell Boulevard because I shall, because he shall, therefore we shall and they shall. You need to get that in your spirit right now. You don't need to back up. I shall. Because he shall. I'm going to prosper. I'm going to do it because he's going to do what he told me he was going to do. And since he shall, therefore we, this body of Christ, therefore we shall, and then they shall. Amen. Don't you back up. I don't care what anybody tells you. You keep that in your spirit. The word shall is used to express determination or promise. It is inevitable. The word shall means it's inevitable. It must happen. You can't stop it from happening. It shall. And the word shall is used in the Bible 7,752 times. Amen? 7,752 times this word is used in the word of God. And so that alone lets us know that it's powerful. So only God can use it without question. You can't use the word shall and make sure it's going to happen because you're flesh. But God can use it as many times as he wants. He used it 7,752 times. And guess what? All of those times, God's going to do what he said. It is sometimes used as a command. In other words, students shall have their reports ready. Am I right? Am I right, Sister Victoria? You shall have that paper ready. You don't pass the grade. Then he says, the just shall live by faith. With your faith, you shall live a good life. The just shall live by faith. But in this 23rd Psalm of David, he boldly speaks from his lips that the Lord is my shepherd. There's no doubt in his mind that he is his shepherd. And he says, and because he's my shepherd, he says, I shall not want. Because he's my shepherd, I'm not going to lay awake at night worrying about tomorrow. I'm not going to lay around worrying about how I'm going to eat tomorrow. Because he's my shepherd, I'm not going to worry about where I'm going to get my next meal from. Because he's my shepherd, I know I'm going to have some clothes on my back. Because he's my shepherd, I know I'm going to have a job. Because I shall not want. David spoke with contentment out of his own experience. And when he was a shepherd in his early years, he knew what it took to keep his sheep safe and to get them to the next destination. Sometimes you learn things in your younger years that takes you forward in your older years. That's things that I did in my younger years I wouldn't even attempt to do now. And if you are still trying to do some stuff at this age that you did when you were younger, you need to back up. You need to back up. At some point in your life, you ought to grow up. Tell somebody, grow up. You ought to be not doing the same stuff now that you were doing when you were 25. I mean, I used to hang on the corner. Yeah. I used to hang with my buddies, with my homies. I used to hang with my boys. I used to hang on the corner and I used to look cool. But now, I learned some stuff. Now I got a wife. Now I got a husband. Now I got some children. I've got to be an example. Tell somebody, grow up. You want to know why you're not getting anywhere? Because you're not stepping out to do anything else. You want to know why you're still in the same place? Because you're still doing the same thing. When do you expect things to get better when you don't try to make it better? Amen? And so here, when he was a shepherd in his early years, he learned what it took to make him a good shepherd. He learned that when he was younger. He learned that I can't still do the same things. When David was a young boy, he was out there killing lions and tigers and bears. When he was a young boy, it's what got him to be the king. Because of what he did when he was a young lad. And so when he grew up, his gifts made room for him. Tell somebody, you ain't got to push nobody out of the way to get to the top. Because if you got some gifts, they're going to make room for you. You ain't got to push nobody out of the way to get to where you need to be. You need to stop mumbling and grumbling and complaining about stuff and get up off of your rusty dusty and get busy working for God. That's your gift. Tell somebody your gift. Look at your neighbor and say your gift. It's going to open some doors for you. If you ain't doing nothing, you can't expect to get nothing. Hallelujah. You can't expect to be the CEO of a company and you didn't graduate high school. But your gifts. That's why I tell my young folks, stay in school. That's why I tell my young folks, get in college. And then can't nobody take away what you got. They can't take away your knowledge. They may take the job, baby, but you got some credentials. You can go somewhere else and get something else. But if you ain't got nothing, don't expect nothing. David knew that it took nurturing, it took compassion, and convincing the sheep not to stay, but to follow his lead. He didn't want the sheep to stay there and the pastor. He had to get them from point A to point B. And so it was his responsibility to get the sheep not to stay there, but to move. It's my responsibility to get my sheep moving. You ought not be where you were last year in church. You ought not be sitting in the pew looking at me. You ought to be up doing something by now. By now you ought to come from the back row to the front row. By now you ought to be ushering. By now you ought to be singing on the choir. By now you ought to be doing something.
Kingdom greetings, saints. This is Overseer Dorothy McGuire, Senior Pastor of Life Changing Church here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I want to personally thank you for tuning into the broadcast every Sunday morning at 6:30 a.m. and online every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. on praise100.com. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you and you would like to purchase a copy of this sermon in its entirety or seed into this radio ministry, please send your request and or donation to Life Changing Church Radio Ministry, 3208 Riley Avenue, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28269. And if you are new to the city and looking for a life-changing experience, we invite you to visit with us for our 9:30 Sunday school and our 11 a.m. worship service, and on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our dynamic Bible study. So until the next time, be blessed, and again, thank you for listening.
Praise listeners, we thank you for listening to our station 24/7, 365 with our great programming from the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, Melanie Pratt, the Lonnie Hunter Show, the James Fortune Show, William Becton, and Christopher Gray. These great personalities play gospel and inspirational music that's current and from the past, and we know you love it. Now, for those of you who love the preached word, WPZS Praise 100.9 and 92.7 has four dynamic 30-minute blocks of programming, beginning Sundays at 6 a.m. with an inspirational variety show, Motivations with Gloria. 6:30 a.m. Life Changing Church with Overseer Dorothy McGuire. 7 a.m. The Glory Has Come International Ministries with Pastor Troy and Prophetess Nicole King. And 7:30, The Excellence in Ministry Broadcast with Dr. Dwayne Anthony Walker of Little Rock AME Zion Church. That's 2 hours of preaching, teaching, and inspirational entertainment every Sunday morning just for you on Praise 100.9 and 92.7, Charlotte's Inspiration Station.